Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite, the best satellite network in the stratosphere, and we're joined by one of the best young minds in baseball. That's right, he's still young, and he's employable if you're a Major League Baseball owner and you don't hire Jim Beattie. I am his agent. Hire him today. We're lucky enough to have him on Head Games Radio on a regular basis. Jimbo, how are you?
Keep working it, Nick. Keep working it.
I'm working it, buddy, because I'll tell you what, the more we do this show, Jim, whether it's with National Football League coaches, managers, general managers like Marv Levy or Dick Vermeil or Tony Dungy or Herman Edwards, or it's in baseball itself, when we look at the different qualities you have, it always comes back to, besides the numbers, besides the money ball stuff that we do talk about, and we'll have Josh Burns talk about it more later in the next segment, it's about the intangibles. And I just wanted to share with you a quote from a guy that normally covers football, but I think has a really good point to make. He was, frankly, criticizing, we're getting a little edge to this, our good friend Jeremy Schapp, about this notion today that the playoffs are just a crapshoot, that it's just about luck.
Well, somebody who says that it's, when you reach the playoffs, it's a crapshoot, all he's telling me is that he doesn't understand the sport. He doesn't know what goes into it and the strategy involved, so I don't consider Jeremy Schapp a great authority on how games are brought out and won and lost. If you say that about football, then you're neglecting the things that go into planning and strategizing. I mean, when I watch a game, I usually feel that it isn't a crapshoot. It's one team outplaying each other, the other one, outthinking it, such as, maybe Denver, Baltimore the other night. I mean, you know, there are ways to analyze it rather than call it a crapshoot, which any fan can do.
Well, that's what I'm focusing on today, if you will, that it's not a crapshoot if you're the general manager, if you're the manager himself, if you're Jim Leland. You're not just waiting for something to happen, hoping you throw your team out there. And while we know who's going to be the American League representative, it's still, quote, a crapshoot with the Mets and the Cardinals. How do you see it at this point, Jim?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting conversation about whether it's a crapshoot or not. I mean, I think, you know, they talk about luck is the residue of hard work, and I think that hard work is planning, putting your team together, shaping your team, and how it all comes together in the playoffs is the only crapshoot there is who's hot, who's not, and who's healthy. And both of these teams, when you take a look at the National League clubs, the one question for them, and we've really seen two sets of games. We've seen one game for each team. We had a very well-pitched game from the starting pitcher in Glavine and Supan, and the other game was really a bullpen screw-up, and the bullpen let the game get away from them, and that happened with the Mets later on in the game, and last night's game really was a little bit of the starting pitcher, but the bullpen could have kept it closer, and they just didn't get the job done last night. So we're going back to the Game 1 starters tonight. This is a little bit of an unusual series in that they have not had any days off. They have not had the opportunity to kind of set up their starting rotations as well as you typically do. They are going to play, including tonight, 5 days straight. So that's made it a little more difficult to go through some of the planning.
Why is that, Jim? Why, I mean, when they have a chance, speaking of planning, why has it fallen out that the Mets and the Cardinals are playing 5 days straight when usually there's a especially when they're traveling, to play a night game, turn around and play another night game in the other city, that's pretty tough.
Well, once you get a game rained out, then you're going to squeeze the remaining games into whatever time you have because the World Series is going to start when the World Series is supposed to start. Right now, the A's have the benefit of getting that rest. And reading this morning, I think the team that goes into the World Series with a chance to have the most rest, 12 out of the 13 years has been the World Series winner. So that helps and stacks up pretty well for Oakland. But sometimes the adrenaline that you get from really digging it and grinding it all the way along, if the injuries are dealt with and rest is, and players aren't too tired, pretty much everybody is this time of the year, then it can help the other team. I've always felt like taking too many days off, you mess up your timing. If you take 3 or 4 days off, which is what's going to happen with the A's, it can mess up the hitter's timing in particular, and they can come out a little more slowly when they start to play again.
Well, actually, speaking of taking time off, here is Dennis Eckersley in our interview last week about long spells between pitching outings.
Pitching for a while, he's going to be stronger. His sinker's not going to sink as much, and he's not going to have the kind of command that you need to have to win. So, especially for a hard-throwing young pitcher, I'd rather have him out there as much as possible. But that's what happens in these playoffs. You get sometimes long spells between outings, and it's hard to keep guys sharp. But once again, you never know. These guys have never been in the postseason, and I would not bet against them, man. These young kids are trying to make their mark, and they're doing a nice job so far.
Well, we thought it was going to be Oakland. It's Detroit, and let me tell you, whether those radar guns were a little bit hyped up or not, Detroit is pitching great. We're going to come back with Josh Burns to join us to talk about this Mets and Cards series, which is finally shaping up to be one of the great competitive series when the other ones were not. We'll be right back.